Taylor McLean was close to her brother, Brian Clausen. He was an organ donor. McLean is working an Indiana Donor Network autograph session at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Fans have to show proof they are registered donors to get autographs from IndyCar drivers. Fan Matt Hensley says organ donation has directly impacted his life.
My uncle had a heart transplant about 20 years ago, and he's still doing great. So,
Hensley is one of 74% of licensed drivers in Indiana who are registered donors. This is the second year for the Driven to Save Lives campaign, and family members of former race car drivers are leading the push to increase the number of organ and tissue donors during this year's 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. One of those families is Brian Clausen's. Last year, Clausen was trying to race in 200 races around the world, including the 500. He was on 117th when he suffered a life-threatening brain injury in a crash. He was put on life support at the hospital. His father, Tim Clausen, says the doctors told him his son wouldn't recover.
You know, and it's hard to really put into words what that moment is like when you find out that, your son is gone. But then to know that you're going to have to just sit there and live in that moment for, up to 3 days was very tough.
When Tim Clausen found out his son was an organ donor, he dreaded the waiting period. It takes time for all the tests to be done and the preparation of the organs and tissue for donation. That seemed unfathomable at first to Clausen, but it ended up being an important part of his healing process.
Dawned on me that while we were, in this devastating moment with our son, that there were, five other families who were surrounding their loved ones and really celebrating this gift that was about to happen for them. And it was probably that moment that definitely changed my life.
Wanting to do something positive, the Clausen family set out to get 500 donors, and the racing community and fans responded by signing up in droves. They now have more than 6,000 newly registered donors. The Indiana Donor Network is partnering the effort. President and CEO Kelly Hanner says the need is great.
Well, nationwide, there's about 118,000, close to 120,000 people waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. In Indiana alone, it's about 1,300 people.
The network is a statewide organ recovery organization, the bridge between the people who give and the people who wait. It also helps the families of the deceased.
We have a 13-month aftercare program where we follow families, providing them with grief material.
The Driven to Save Lives campaign started last year in Indy. Then rookie Stephen Wilson and the Indiana Donor Network started it to remember and honor his brother Justin Wilson, who died in a crash at a Pennsylvania racetrack in 2015. Justin was an organ donor, and Stephen says that still helps him through the grieving process.
It's not often that after someone's passed that you get to talk about them that much, and for me it's been really healing because I've got to talk about Justin a lot, and I love talking about him. Honoring what his final act, really. I mean, saving five lives is incredible.
Together, Justin Wilson and Brian Clausen saved 10 lives through organ donation. Clausen's tissue donation will be able to heal up to 75 people. Their pictures are posted on the walls of the Driven to Save Lives garage at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Lindsay Johnson is with the communications team. She reads part of what is written about Clausen.
Admired for his skills in racing and remembered for his kindness, Brian Clausen will go down in history not only as a phenomenal race car driver, but also as a hero.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.